My life I give to you, O Lord. Use me, I pray. May I glorify your precious name in all I do and say. Let me trust you in the valley dark as well as in the light, knowing you.
Ephesians chapter number 2, and I'm going to go ahead and read this and read all the way down through to verse number 9, and then we'll have a word of prayer and we'll look at our thoughts here this morning that God has put on my heart to share with you. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, starting in verse number 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us." And here's the key, and this is what I want you to, right here, through Christ. Then it goes on, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Through faith. That's right there what we're going to be focused upon this morning, through faith. And then it continues on. The verse says, "Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we bow our heads and our hearts before you. God, we're unworthy, but we're so thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us and given us the privilege and the ability to come into your presence. And Father, now as we look to you, I just ask, Holy Spirit of God, would you come in our midst? Would you speak to our hearts? Holy Spirit, would you speak to me and through me? And Father, I pray that you would speak to hearts here today. I pray that you would help us, that we might be what you would have us to be. And Lord, I just thank you again for this opportunity to be here. And I just pray that you'll just bless our time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Looking at this subject, faith. Faith. Through faith. Faith is where it all starts. And as I began to study this passage, as I begin to meditate and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to preach as I come before your people? And the Lord began to say, it's faith. I want you to talk to them by faith. Well, let me tell you something, and you pastors in here, you know what I'm talking about. When you decide and God shows you, hey, this is what you need to do, you better hold on to your hat because it's going to happen, because you're going to be tested. And lo and behold, this week has been like a whirlwind. In different events, lo and behold, my van, the air condition went out. And praise the Lord, you know, it's getting warm. And, you know, it's just, and then, I don't know what day it was, one day this week, and then Bryson goes out to his vehicle, and he said, Dad, it'll start, but it won't go anywhere. And lo and behold, the clutch went out of it. And, you know, it was just, so I said, only thing I can tell you, I bought, praise the Lord supplied me with a car. I got a little car, and the Lord blessed me at a good price, and he calls it my Mario Kart. And it's just a little, but I said, hey, I guess you got to take Mario Kart to work, buddy. But praise the Lord that we had it. But what I'm saying is when you begin to do things, and by the way, I can look at it this way. Lord, why me? I can look at God, why are you doing this to me? I mean, I'm trying to serve you. I'm trying to love you. But God says, and this is what he spoke to my heart. He said, look, faith is what pleases me. Do you want to please me? Do you want to please me? And by the way, faith, hold on, you know this, you're going to have opposition. Because we need faith to overcome opposition. And so what is the object of your faith? And so faith is very important. We're going to be looking at this. J.B. Stoney said this, "It is a great thing to learn faith." And here it is, simple dependence upon God. You know what the first thing for me to do with those circumstances? Okay, I got to call the garage, I got to do this. Hey, it's me doing it. Are you hearing me? It's me doing it. It's not me going to the Lord, "What would you have me to do?" It's trusting him in everything. Boy, isn't it easy? He's like, "Just trust the Lord." Isn't that easy to say? Yeah, it's easy to say, but it's a whole different ballpark when you're living it and it's your life. So faith is very important. Faith must be based on certainty. Faith needs facts to rest upon. And as we have the Bible here, and as we've looked at this in Ephesians 2, it's through faith, through Christ. And that's where, and if I can, here's my title, from start to finish. From start. When you come to Christ through faith, that's when you begin this Christian race, this Christian life. And you know what? We're going to go through up hills, down valleys, and you're going to go all twisty turns. And you better be ready, because you're going to face some circumstances of life. And God wants us to live it by faith. Faith, and I'm going to have you flip to Romans chapter number 10. If you go back a couple books there, Romans chapter number 10, look at verses 6 through 10. First of all, faith gets you in. So what does faith get you in? Faith gets you into God's family. Faith gets you into God's family. You know what? It's such a joy and it's such a privilege to come to church because, you ready? We're family. We're family. And you know what? It's so just comforting to know that, you know, around family, you can just be yourself. Amen? And I like that. I like being around family. But when you trust Christ, you go through faith. Faith gets you in. It gets you into God's family. In Romans chapter number 10, I'm going to read you, starting in verse number 6 and give you some thoughts here. Starting in verse number 6, it says, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend up to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." What do we need? Well, we first need faith to get us in and start that race of life that we're going to be going through. But what do we need here? We need some different types of faith. In order to come to Christ, you need this. You need hearing faith. You need hearing faith. The Bible in that same chapter, chapter number 10, in verse number 17 says this, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." See, when we begin to hear God's word, and this is why it's so important for you and I to express or communicate our testimonies, because what we are doing, we are presenting the word of God. We're planting seed, hearing seed. And when they begin to hear this, this is what the Holy Spirit does in their heart. That's right. The Holy Spirit says, "That's right, that's correct, that's truth." You can hold it, and they might not understand all of it, but God begins to work into their heart. Hearing faith. Let me give you an illustration with this. And it's just amazing how the Lord put all this together. Last week, of course, we had door-to-door visitation. And last week, I had the privilege, I got to go out with Brother Frank. Frank Grill? Grill. Okay. But anyway, I had the privilege of getting to go out. Now, let me say this. Some people like to go with the same partner. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing whatsoever wrong with that. But I've been able to have the opportunity to go out with different people. And here's what I'm learning. I listen and pick up things, and I learn something from Brother Frank, a different way how to present the gospel. I learned that from him. And you, by the way, I encourage you to do that, to go out. But as we went, him and I went out, and I knocked on the door, and lo and behold, a teenage boy came to the door. And I could see attitude written all over his face. It's like, yeah, let me show this dude, you know. And so I knocked on the door, and he came to the door, and I shared with him. I said who I was and where I was from. And I said, let me ask you a question. Could I take just a minute and ask you a couple questions? He said, is it just a minute? I said, just a minute. Matter of fact, you can stop me whenever you want. Okay. Lo and behold, just a few moments later, his brother goes, what's going on? And he went to check it out too. 16 and 18. You could just see attitude. I'm telling you, you could just see it all over them. And as I began to go, who is Jesus to you? Now listen to me. This broke my heart. This is what the one young man said. Evolution. He didn't even know what he was saying. But you know what? By asking those questions, he got to hear God's word, which may be a seed that's planted. And by the way, God can keep putting other people in his life and say, hey, that's truth, that's truth. But you know what? Faith starts by hearing. It's by hearing. Let me ask you, are you expressing that people can hear? Not only is there hearing faith in this passage of Scripture, but there's also, here in verse number 9 of the same portion of Scripture, there's holy faith. Holy faith. Aren't you so glad that we have a God in heaven that is pure, that is holy, that is righteous, and can take away all of our sin? I don't know about you, I'm glad that I have a God that has that ability. Where do we get that holy faith? We get that holy faith from a holy God. And by the way, he gives us this word confirming, showing us that we can trust his word. So we need hearing faith. We need holy faith. But here it is, and this is the most important. We need, in verses 8 and 9, we need heart faith. Heart faith. You know what? I remember when I trusted Christ, and I remember I was in Lighthouse Baptist Church, and I was in my mother-in-law's office. She was the church secretary, and I was kneeling there, and I was in the office, and God was working in my heart. And I don't know what I said, but I know this. My heart was touched, and I said, Lord, only thing I can remember is forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Why? You know, it's not necessarily the words that you speak, it's the heart. As I was out with Brother Frank, we got to also another, I would say a young man, he was in college, I believe he went to Gulf Coast, and Brother Frank began to talk to him, began to share the gospel. And that's what I was telling you about Brother Frank. Brother Frank did a great thing, and I wish I would have wrote it down. I wish I would have went home right then and wrote it down. But I didn't. But he was talking about a gift. And he said, a gift is free. He said, you don't have to do anything to earn it. All you have to do is take it, receive it. And lo and behold, Frank led that young man to Christ. And I learned something. I learned how to present better. But this young man got heart faith. And I said to him, I just want to thank you for the opportunity that we could share the faith. And Brother Frank gave him that little New Testament. He said, here, I want to give you this. He said, I want to encourage you to start reading the book of John. He said, you're going to give me this? He said, yes. He said, we want you to have this. And he was just astonished, but see, it was heart faith. That starts the race. Now, here's where we're going. When you place your faith in Christ, that faith, it starts the Christian race. Now, I want you to see this, and I want you to get this. Once you start that race, it's not a competitive race. Are you with me? It's not a competitive. Here it is. I'm not competing against Pastor Moon. I'm not competing against Brother Jim. I'm not competing against Pastor Crabb. Here's the purpose. Here's the purpose in that race. My purpose is this. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. And what I want to do with my life, my focus is not on you, or your focus shouldn't be on me. Our focus should be unto God. Our focus should be saying, God, is my life bringing glory to you? Is my life demonstrating faith for you that pleases you? That's what we're trying to aim for. By the way, what we're trying to aim for is the goal. What is the goal? The goal is glory, amen?
I don't want to just finish the race. I want to finish well. But see, I'm not competing against you. You know what the amazing thing is? And here's what we do. In that race, some people are right here, just a little past the start. Some people might be midway. Some people might be just getting ready to cross the line. We're all in different places, but I want you to get this. It's not a compete. We're not competing with one another. What we're doing is our lives is all for Him. Our lives is all for Him. So faith gets you into God's family. Faith gets you going. Faith gets you going. James chapter number 2. James chapter number 2, look in verse number 17. It says this in verse number 17. Chapter 2 of James says, "Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Listen, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Look, this passage of Scripture is talking about faith gets you going. It gets that Christian, gets you going in that race. But I want you to see something that hinders us in moving forward. Here's the first thing that can hinder us, and we got to be careful. By the way, I don't know about you, and as I reflect upon my own life, I can look back and say, man, when I came with Rock of Ages, I can see the faith that God, you know, stepping out by faith and trusting Him full time. We had 20% support. Stepped out by faith, full time support. Boy, you know what? It's easy for me to talk about 11 years ago. With me? But what about today? How's my faith today? And by the way, this can hinder us. And right here's my first thought with this is this: dead faith. Dead faith. It's faith. You believe God, but there's no works with it. It's like this. God speaks to your heart that you need to tithe, that you need to give 1/10 of your money. God speaks to your heart to do that. Now look at this. Here's where the works comes in. The works is this: I sign that check and I bring it to church. See, if God just speaks to my heart, God, I have faith, you can take care of me. Well, He can take care of us. But He wants us to do our part. And when I do my part, then see that there's no longer dead faith. It's dead faith. Listen, how many of us say, I trust God. But are we really trusting God? We have maybe some dead faith. Dead faith will keep you stagnant. It won't allow you to move anywhere. But not only dead faith, in verse 17, I want you to see this, and you'll get this. In verse number 19, demonic faith. You say demonic faith. Yeah, right there in the Scriptures, it says, let me find my place here. Verse 19, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." And listen to this. This is what it was. I began to study this. I was like, Lord, what is this? What are you trying to say? You ready? This kind of faith does nothing. It did nothing for the demons because it's not real faith. How many people you hear say, I believe in God? The devils believe in God. That's not good enough. That kind of faith, the demonic faith, does nothing for you. Nothing whatsoever. But what kind of faith does the Lord want us to have? What kind of faith will just progress us, push us, move us, thrust us? Here it is, dynamic faith. Dynamic faith. In the Scriptures here in Matthew chapter number 8, and you don't have to turn there, but I'm just going to look back here, and I want you to see something here in Matthew chapter number 8 and verse number 5. Listen to this. I want to paint a picture here for you. "When Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Listen to this. Get this. The centurion answered, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but look at this. Speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another man, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10, this is the key. Listen to this. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. You know what marveled means? It means gaze or get the attention. This man's dynamic faith got God, the Lord Jesus Christ's attention. And look what he says. He marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Dynamic faith. That's what God wants us to have in our lives. He wants us to keep pressing on. He wants us. But let's move on. Not only does the faith get you into God's family, not only does faith get you going, but here it is also, faith gets you to God. Faith gets you to God. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 6. This is the scripture that I quoted to you earlier in the passage. Very familiar scripture to all of us. But faith gets you to God. What do we need? Well, here's some of the things we need. First of all, we need stepping faith. Stepping faith. Right there in verse number 6, it says this. For without faith it's impossible to please him. Look at this. For he that cometh to God. So here it is, stepping faith. And here it is. By faith, I'm stepping towards God. God, here's what you spoke to my heart. This is what you said. Ready? Here it is. Let me give you. It's small steps toward God. Faith is this. It's not trusting in your ability, not trusting in your power, not trusting in your resources. Faith is saying, God, we sang this song in Sunday school, standing on the promises. You know what that means? Faith. That's what it is. I'm trusting the Lord by faith, standing on his promises that God's going to do what he said. That's stepping faith. Here's what God showed me this week. Just this week, maybe it was last week, my wife encouraged me. She joined the gym trying to help herself physically, and she encouraged me to do the same thing. And so lo and behold, I said, you know what? You're right. And so I joined the gym, and here's what God showed me. Steve, you know more about the physical than you know the spiritual. And here's why I say that. I knew what steps to take to exercise. I knew what steps to take in order to build myself. But let me ask you this. Do you know what steps that you need to take? Do you know what God's plan is for you to have that stepping faith to come to God? You know what it simply is? It's what the pastor is trying to tell you. Read your Bible. That's stepping faith. Have a time of prayer. Many times you hear Dr. Crabb each week, I encourage you to pray this. Pray this thought. Pray this. Pray. These are stepping. By the way, when you put those things into your life, they become real to you. My youngest son, Bryson, said this to me. He said, you know what? Life is not so easy. You know what he's realizing? Adulthood is a whole lot different than being a young teenager and not having to make those choices. But you know what he's learning to do? You got to step. And you know what we're trying to encourage him? Hey, don't trust your thoughts. Don't trust other. Now listen, I don't mean this in a bad way. Don't trust other people. Trust in the Lord. Take steps of faith towards him in doing these things. So it's a stepping faith, but not only is it a stepping faith, it is also this. It's a surrendering faith. It's a surrendering faith. It says right there in that same verse, in verse number 6, for he that cometh to God must believe. And here's what I must believe. That simply means faith, trust in God. I must trust God, and here it is. His will is best for my life. His will is best for my life. I got to trust the Lord. Surrender. Surrendering faith. I must believe it. Surrender means this. To yield to the power of another, God's will. Let me ask you this. Are you coming to God? How's your surrendering faith? surrendering your will, your desires, but not only surrendering faith, but what also this here, seeking faith, that he is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Listen to this. William Carey said this, the father of modern missions, and this is his quote, expect great things from God, attempt great things from God. You know what's so sad? And I'll just use myself personally. You know what? How many times do I ask God, God, I need this. You know this is the need of my heart. You know that I need this. And then when God doesn't, I'm shocked that he did it. You know what that was? Oh, ye of little faith. I'll give you the story. I told you about my Mario Kart. I went to Brother Seabass and he picked up some Bibles for me at the home office. And so I went over to his house to pick them up and get a few materials for the ministry. And didn't have any clue, didn't even had any plans. And I began to talk to him and he said, I just bought this car. And the car was still over across the road in another house. And he said, I just bought this car. He said, do you need a car? I said, yeah, I need a car. I said, right now, you know, because Bryson's working and doing different things, you know, Misty's kind of stranded at the house. And so it'd be nice to have another vehicle. Listen to this. I said, God, you know my need. You know I need a vehicle. $500. I had the opportunity to go to a church. And church, God's blessing, almost paid for it. Now, I'd love to tell you, boy, I was really believing God big time. But you know what? I was kind of, wow. You know what? I wasn't expecting it. God wants us to expect that he can work. Now listen, don't get disappointed when you don't get what you want. Because God's will, he knows exactly what you need and when you need it. Because sometimes if you get it too early, it'd be like this, giving a teenager a Mustang GT that just got their driver's license. Right? You say, no way, Jose, no way. Yeah, you're right, you know, because some wisdom. Well, don't you think God uses wisdom with us? Don't you think he knows exactly what we need and what we don't need? But he wants us to have that seeking faith. God, I'm looking for you. I'm waiting for you to do something. Let me draw this to a close. So we need faith to get us in God's family. Faith gets you going. Faith gets you to God. But this is what I like. Faith gets you to your goal. Faith gets you to the goal. What is the goal? It's glory, amen? It's glory. And I'm sorry, I can't help but think about Brother Paul Carr. And buddy, he's at the goal. He's there. By the way, he's healed. Many people pray that God would heal him. He is healed. He is healed. But he's in glory. And that's our goal. And that's what we should be seeking. Turn with me, and this is the last time, I'll promise you. 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. Faith gets you to your goal. 1 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. Actually, I told you wrong. 2 Timothy, I'm sorry. Here's what the scripture says. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. Here it is. Here's what God's trying to get us to get. He wants us to get to the goal. And here's what we need. Here's some things that we're going to need to help us to get to that goal. We're going to need contending faith. Contending faith. Contending faith is faith we're standing up for. And it says there in verse number 7, I have fought a good fight. Hey, you think about your life. Has your life been a battle? Has your life been, but you're constantly fighting. Now, you're not fighting, we're not fighting one another, but we're fighting spiritual warfare. We're fighting different things of this world. We're facing this. And by the way, contending faith says, hey, here it is, and I'm going to stand by faith. God, you're going to help me to continue to contend. We need contending faith in verse 7. Contend means this, struggle in opposition, to struggle with another. You know what? You're going to have struggle, but we need to have contending faith. But not only contending faith, we need coarse faith. Coarse faith. Faith will help you and help me stay on the course, ready, that we can finish the race. I'll never forget this. I'm still in Bunker Hill, West Virginia, and I'm in my office, and I got this postcard. The postcard was from Pastor Lytle, and the postcard only said just a simple thought, finish well. I want you to understand something. To you, that might not mean nothing, but to me, that's exactly what I needed. Because you know what? Sometimes we're in the fight, we're contending, and we forget about the finish. And sometimes as we're in the fight and as we're contending, we want to quit. And I'm telling you, just being very honest with you, I've quit Rock of Ages 150,000 times. I have. Lord, that's it. I'm done. Forget it. You know why? Because it's a struggle. You got to contend, but he doesn't say, he wants us to finish the course. Now, you preachers in here, and those who in here retired, I encourage you, and I look up to you, and I'm so thankful for godly men that God's put in my life. But I've seen so many pastors, I mean, God obviously saved them, God used them, and they don't finish well. I mean, everything great that they did, you're remembered by your finish. Finish well. Finish the course. The third thing, and I'm finished. Continue in faith. Continue. Faith will get you to glory. And by having this continuing faith, one day, what you're going to receive there in verse number 8, listen, look at this. It says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. What is the purpose of finishing well? Again, as I reiterate, it's not that I can say, ooh, look at me. It's, Lord, you gave me this faith. I finished with your faith. I want to give this back to you because you love me so much. I want to give you something back. And just think about this. I pray, and my heart's prayer is that when you come before Jesus Christ as a child of God, that you have something to give back to God. By the way, we can give him glory. You know how we can give him that glory? You know how we can give him that praise? By focusing on him. Listen to this scripture, and here it is. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You want to finish well? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't do the things in the church. Don't do the things for people. Do them for the Lord. Bring glory to him. I encourage you in the name of Christ. There's some fruits, and I just want to give these to you rapid fire. There's some fruits of faith. They're this. The fruits of having faith is pleasing God in Hebrews 11:6. But not only is it pleasing God, there in Hebrews 12:1, it says, let us run the race with patience. The fruit of running the race in faith is patience. You know what patience is? Endurance. Endurance, not stopping. Keep moving. And then the last thing is this. It is perfect, or if I could say it this way, maturity. In James 2:22, seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Here's my question to you. How mature are you in faith? Where are you at in this race? We're all in different places. But make sure we don't get stagnated, or let's don't get stuck. Let's keep moving on by faith, by trusting in his word. by trusting in His promises, by trusting in His love. Let's have your heads bowed and eyes closed. I've given you a lot of things from God's Word. My prayer is this. Maybe you're here tonight or this morning, and there's never been a time that you came through faith, through Christ. And the Holy Spirit speaking in your heart, and you have doubt in your heart right now. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you think or what you think people are going to think. What matters is eternity and where you're going to spend it. Have you came to Him to start that race to get faith? Are you moving in your faith? Are you growing in your faith? Are you going in your faith? Are you living by faith? Let me tell you something. This pleases God. As the invitation is given, you do what the Holy Spirit has put on your heart, whatever He wants. By the way, it says this, trust, which is faith, and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Father, thank You for Your Word. May You minister and work in our hearts according to Your will in Your name. Amen.
If you would like to trust Christ as your Savior, or if you have any questions regarding the Bible, maybe you just need someone to pray with you, we're here for you. The church phone number is 239-947-1285, or you can reach us through the website at gospelbaptistchurch.com. God bless you.